I would like to handle the handles now. Go over all kinds of handles. Handles meaning these are auxiliary verbs that are followed by the full verb. A very important handle is the can handle, can. So I can, now it's followed by the infinitive, by the whole verb, do it, meaning to do it. Always after you grab a handle, then you know that at the end of the sentence, you have to throw in the whole verb. I can do it today or tomorrow or whatever. It doesn't matter how long or short the sentence is. The second verb, the next verb after the handle, is the whole verb. So I can do it, ich kann, es tun. So it's the whole verb without zu, just tun. So can, it's a very important handle. For we can, we have
wir können.
Wir können, you can, they can,
sie können.
Sie können, can you.
Können sie.
Können sie. But I can, he can, she can, it can is
kann.
Kann. It can be ready today.
Es kann
heute
fertig.
Now you started with a handle. Es kann. Yes.
Es kann.
Starting with a handle, that means somehow you have to end with the verb.
Es kann
today
heute fertig sein.
Right. Es kann heute fertig sein. So after you grab a handle, somehow you have to wind up with the verb. It cannot be possible that way. That way is like so. So it cannot be possible that way. You start with
es kann.
Es kann. Mm-hmm. Now there's the handle. Es kann.
Es kann nicht möglich so sein.
Right. Es kann nicht so möglich sein. Yes. So you have a handle. You have to end up with the verb. And here, sein. I will buy it tomorrow if I have the time.
Ich werde es morgen kaufen.
Right. Ich werde es morgen, aha. Ich werde, I will, is a handle. Ich werde es morgen kaufen, if I have the time. Now the question is,
let me try and get it. Then. With,
right, when. Because here if does not mean whether, mm-hmm. but when. Mm-hmm. But you have a while situation. So if I have the time,
wenn ich Zeit,
the time. Die Zeit
habe or haben.
I don't know.
Habe.
Right. Wenn ich die Zeit habe. Can you tell me if you can do it?
Können Sie mich sagen?
Tell to me.
Mich.
No.
Mir.
Yeah, right.
Können Sie mir sagen?
Können Sie mir sagen?
Können
Sie is the handle and then ending up in the whole verb sagen. Können Sie mir sagen? If you can do it.
Wenn. Ob.
So what is it?
Ob.
Ob, right. Ob. But here you have if in the sense of whether you can do it. Ob
Sie es es tun.
You have a Wahl situation, yeah. Yes? Ob Sie es tun?
Tun können.
Right. Yes, Sie können es tun, you can do it, but ob Sie es tun können. And I would like to know when you will do it.
Und ich möchte wissen.
No.
Wissen.
Ich möchte wissen.
Wissen.
Ich möchte wissen, when you will do it.
Wann Sie es tun werden.
Right. Und ich möchte wissen, wann Sie es tun werden. Can is a very useful, very important handle. Because in speaking, if you want to say, suppose you want to say, I don't understand you. What is to understand?
Verstehen.
Verstehen. Verstehen. So I don't understand you would be?
Ich verstehen.
No. Ich verstehe.
Ich verstehe.
Right.
Ich verstehe.
Ich verstehe.
Nicht, Sie nicht.
Right. Ich verstehe Sie nicht. I understand you not. I don't understand you. Ich verstehe Sie nicht. But you can avoid the whole thing by using a handle, which is you express the same thoughts. If you say instead of I don't understand you, ich verstehe Sie nicht, you can also say I cannot understand you. And you grab the handle of can.
Ich kann nicht.
Ich kann Sie, Sie nicht. You have a handle. You don't have to stop and think what to do. Because once you have a handle after can, you know you have to wind up with the whole verb. I'm going to give you the past tense of the handle, of the can handle. What is it in English, the past of I can?
I could.
Mm-hmm. But we have a little problem here, which is an English problem, not a German problem. It's very important in order to express yourself in another language to have a sharpened awareness of your own language. That's why I keep bringing it in. Could, for instance, in English, has two meanings. Two tenses. If you say, for instance, I couldn't do it, out of context, if I were to take that little sentence, I couldn't do it, out of context and give it to somebody to translate it into any other language, a good translator will bring it back to me with two translations. Because I couldn't do it, it's not clear in English. In English, it may mean I couldn't do it, I could never do it, meaning I wouldn't be able to do it. But I couldn't do it yesterday, I wasn't able to do it. So could in English has two opposingly different tenses. Could you come with me tomorrow? Could you come with me tomorrow? I'm sorry, but I couldn't go there with you yesterday because I was very busy. I couldn't go yesterday. Could you come tomorrow? So we see that could in English has two meanings, two different tenses. Could may mean would be able or was able. That is an English problem. But in another language, you have to be able to express yourself clearly. Which means, in German, for instance, could. In the past tense, is konnten. Konnten. Konnten, for we could, wir konnten, and you could, sie konnten. So what would be I could? Ich.
Ich konnte?
Of course, ich konnte, and he could.
Er konnte.
Oh, konnte. The same. Konnte. For I, he, she, it. Konnte. But with you, konnten. If you want to say, I didn't find it, you can say, I couldn't find it. Which would be?
Ich konnte es finden. Es nicht finden.
Right. Ich konnte es nicht. Now, could is a handle, then you don't have to think whatever follows is the whole verb. Ich konnte es nicht finden. If you want to say, I couldn't understand you, would be?
Ich konnte sie nicht verstehen.
Verstehen. Ich konnte sie nicht verstehen. I couldn't understand you. So you don't have to think of, I didn't understand you. But I couldn't understand you. Ich konnte sie nicht verstehen. He didn't go there with us yesterday. Or he couldn't go there with us yesterday. Yesterday in German, the Y of yesterday would be a G. So, yesterday would be with a G, gestern. Well, let's make it gestern.
Gestern.
Gestern. So, without the day. Just gestern.
Gestern.
Gestern. Gestern. Gestern is yesterday. Gestern Abend would be yesterday evening or last night. He couldn't go there with us last night.
Er konnte nicht
mit with us is
mit
uns
dorthin
go
gehen.
Yes. Oh, last night. Yesterday evening.
Gestern Abend
dorthin gehen, right.
Dorthin
er konnte gehen. Nicht mit uns gestern Abend. The past of to be in English is I was. In German, the was, W-A-S, would be W-A-R. Ich war. Wir waren, sie waren. And ich war, er war, sie war, es war. So, again, was is war, and were, we were, you were, waren. So, I was there last night.
Ich war
dort.
Dorthin.
No, dorthin would be there too. Yes, ich war dort, or ich war da. You can also say da.
Ich war da.
Gestern
Abend.
Right. Ich war da gestern Abend. But it wasn't ready.
Aber es war nicht fertig.
Fertig. Right. Ich war da gestern Abend, aber es war nicht fertig. So, we were there would be
Wir waren da.
Where were you?
Wo waren Sie?
Right. Wo waren Sie? It was not possible to do it.
Es war nicht möglich, es tun, zu tun.
Tun.
Tun. Tun. Zu tun.
Zu tun.
Zu tun.
Zu tun.
Zu tun.
Right. Es war nicht möglich, es zu tun. So what is the past tense of I have in English?
I had.
I had. The D of had is a T in German, even a double T. Ich hatte is I had. Ich hatte. Er hatte. Sie hatte. Es hatte. We had. Wir
hatten.
Right, wir hatten. You had.
Sie hatten.
Sie hatten. So, how would you say, I didn't have the time to do it because I was very busy.
Ich hat nicht.
Once more.
Ich hat nicht.
No, ich hat.
Ich hat nicht.
Ich hatte.
Ich hatte nicht.
The time.
Die Zeit.
To do it.
Es tun. Zu tun.
Right. Ich hatte nicht die Zeit, es zu tun, because I was very busy. You have a choice.
Denn,
either then or weil.
Denn ich war sehr
beschäftigt. Yes. Or weil ich
sehr beschäftigt war.
Right. Weil ich sehr beschäftigt war. If you want to say, I didn't find it, it's good to grab the handle. The could handle. I couldn't find it. Whereas
ich
I could.
Konnte. Konnte. Ich konnte nicht es finden.
Right. Ich konnte nicht es finden. Ich konnte es nicht finden. So here we have konnten, konnte and konnten for could past, meaning in the sense. But then we have in English the same could expressing would be able. In German, you put the umlaut over the O of konnten and you will get könnten. Könnten. Ö, like in sir, like in für. Könnten. How would you say it?
Könnten.
Right, könnten.
Yes. Könnten.
So we have konnten for could past and könnten, könnten for could would be able. Like, could you come with me? Könnten Sie, right? Mit
mich,
mir
kommen.
Right. Könnten Sie mit mir kommen? Könnten Sie handle kommen? Könnten Sie mit mir kommen? So, in English, you have the options. You can say, can you tell me, or could you tell me? Can you wait here? Could you wait here? Yes. Can you do it? Could you do it? Which means that for could, so that you wouldn't have to stop and think, now what do I mean here in English with could? Is it the past tense? Or is it was able? Is it would be able? Let's cut it through and simplify it. And I will say for you to use könnten. Könnte and könnten for could, anytime, unless could is clearly in the past. If it is not clearly in the past, if it is right now, then it is könnten. Like in English, if you want to say, could you tell me right now? Could you tell me now? So, for could, you will use
könnten.
Könnten Sie, could you tell me?
Könnten Sie mir sagen?
Könnten Sie mir sagen, yes. So, could you wait now would be?
Könnten Sie
Verstehen? No, wait is... Okay, you take the English wait, W-A-I-T, replace the I of wait, replace it and with an R, and you have...
Warten.
Right, warten. Warten is to wait. So, could you wait now? Could you wait right now would be...
Könnten Sie... Könnten Sie...
Right.
Could you...
It's a handle, könnten Sie.
Yeah, what? Jetzt.
Oh, jetzt, yes, okay. Könnten Sie jetzt...
Warten. Warten.
Warten. Könnten is a handle. So you have to let go of the whole verb. Yes, könnten Sie jetzt hier warten? So, could is könnten Sie. But you can also say, can you wait here? Which would be? Can handle.
Können Sie.
Right. Können Sie. Können. So can you is können Sie, and could you is können Sie with a T, könnten Sie.
Können Sie. Könnten Sie.
But I can is ich
kann.
Ich kann. And I could, ich
könnte.
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 Ich könnte. The word for without is ohne. Ohne. Ohne spelled O-H-N-E. Ohne. Without you would be ohne Sie. I couldn't do it without you would be. I couldn't do it.
Ich könnte.
Hm?
Ich könnte.
Well,
no.
For German ears, it's difficult to understand because the way you pronounced it, it was between konnte and könnte. And there's a big difference in German between konnte nicht or könnte nicht. So I couldn't do it without you would be?
Ich könnte nicht.
Ich könnte es nicht.
Nicht.
Without you?
Ohne Sie.
Ohne.
Ohne Sie.
Ohne.
Ohne Sie. Es tun.
Right. Ich könnte es, ich könnte ohne Sie es nicht tun. Ich könnte nicht es ohne Sie tun. If you want to say, I couldn't do it without you yesterday, meaning I was not able to do it yesterday. If it is clearly the past, instead of könnte or könnten, you will use
könnte.
Könnte. So, I couldn't do it without you yesterday.
Ich konnte nicht.
Ich konnte es nicht.
Gestern tun, ohne Sie tun.
Right. Ich konnte es nicht gestern ohne Sie tun. So you see in English, could can either be would be able or was able. In German, use for could, könnten, unless it's clearly the past, then konnten or konnte. Again, I couldn't understand you would be.
Ich könnte.
Yes, that would be. I don't think I wouldn't be able to understand you. Now in English, if you say I couldn't understand you, It's the past, yes. I was not able.
Ich konnte.
Right.
Sie verstehen.
Yes, you just said I could understand you, yes.
Ich konnte Sie nicht yes. verstehen.
Right. Say it again.
Ich konnte Sie nicht, nicht verstehen. Verstehen.
Verstehen.
Verstehen.
Right. Ich konnte Sie nicht verstehen. So you see, can is an important handle. Kann und können. Then we have könnten for could, könnten, könnte. And konnten for could, past, was able, or were able, konnten and konnte. Another handle is must. Must is müssen, M-U umlaut. Müssen, wir müssen, sie müssen. But for singular, muss. Ich muss, er muss. Es muss, sie muss, she must, sie muss. So, I must go now would be, I must or I have to. Ich muss jetzt.
Jetzt gehen.
Right. Ich muss jetzt gehen. We must buy it.
Wir müssen es kaufen.
Right. Wir müssen es kaufen. You have to wait for me. You have to or you must wait for me.
Sie müssen?
Müssen auf mich.
Auf mich warten.
Right. Warten. Yes. Sie müssen auf mich warten. So the W-A-I, the I of wait, is an R in German. Warten. To wait. Sie müssen auf mich warten. So, the past tense of I must in English is?
I had to.
I had to, right. You cannot say I musted, I had to. But in German you will say I musted, meaning ich musste. Ich musste. Without the umlaut, musste. Musste and mussten. So, I had to stay here, would be, I had to.
Ich musste hier.
Hier, to stay.
Bleiben.
Right. Ich musste hier bleiben. He had to wait for me.
Musste. Auf mich warten.
Right. Musste auf mich warten. So, that is the must handle. Another important handle is the want handle. Like, I want is ich
will.
Ich will. He wants,
er will.
So he wants to buy it would be
will es kaufen.
Will es kaufen. But he cannot buy it because it's very expensive.
Aber
he cannot buy it.
Kann nicht es kaufen.
Of course. Can is a handle. Kann nicht es kaufen. Kann es nicht kaufen. Because it is very expensive.
Weil.
It is very expensive.
Es. Teuer.
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 Sehr teuer.
Sehr teuer. Ist.
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 Yes. Weil es sehr teuer ist. You can also see because it is too expensive. Weil es too expensive would be
zu
right.
Zu teuer. zu teuer ist.
Right. Weil es zu teuer ist. How would you say he doesn't want to have it? You're going to a handle. The want handle.
Will.
Right.
Nicht. Es. Haben.
Right. Will nicht es haben. Will es nicht haben. Will handle. He will have it. Now comes the will handle.
Wilt.
Mm-hmm. He will have it tomorrow.
Wilt.
Once more.
Wilt.
Doesn't hit my ears. I don't understand what you said.
Wird.
Wird. W-I-R-D. Wird.
Wird.
So he will, wird.
Wird.
But he wants is
will.
Once more.
Will.
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 Will. He has the will. Will to do it. Will. So he wants to do it.
Will es tun.
Tun. Will es tun. How would you say? He will do it because he wants to do it.
Wird.
Wird.
Es tun.
Right. Wird es tun. Here's the will handle. Yes. Wird es tun because he wants to do it.
Weil es tun will.
Right. Right. Wird es tun, weil es tun will. So again, do you want to do it? Would be. Okay, we have the want handle. Mm-hmm. Want is either will, to have the will in the singular, meaning for I, he, she, and it, is to have the will to do it. Will. But for we want and you want is
wollen.
Wollen. Wollen. So will and wollen. Will and wollen. Mm-hmm. But for will, you have werden or I want, I will, ich werde, and he, she, it, will would be
wird.
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 Right. Wird. So we don't want to do it would be
wir wollen
es nicht
tun.
Tun, right. Wir wollen es nicht tun. Why don't you want to do it? Why don't you want to do it now?
Warum
don't you want?
Wollen Sie
not?
Nicht.
Right. Warum wollen Sie nicht to do it now?
Jetzt tun. Jetzt tun.
Warum wollen Sie nicht es jetzt tun?
Jetzt tun.
Warum wollen Sie nicht es jetzt tun? Warum wollen Sie es jetzt nicht tun? He doesn't want to do it.
Will
right.
Nicht es nicht mm-hmm. tun.
Right. Will es nicht tun. He won't do it.
Wilt.
Not clear enough.
Wird.
Right. Wird.
Wird es nicht tun.
Right. Wird es nicht tun. So he is not going to do it.
Wird es nicht tun.
Right. Wird es nicht tun. So he's going to do it. He is not going to do it. It's the same as he will not do it. Er wird es nicht tun. So again, a very important handle is the want handle. So we want would be
wir wollen.
Wir wollen, a double L.
Wir wollen.
Right, wir wollen. You want.
Sie wollen.
Sie wollen. Do you want.
Wollen Sie.
Wollen Sie. Mm-hmm. But wollen Sie also is used as a very important handle for will you please. So, will you do it please would be.
Wollen Sie bitte es tun.
Tun.
Tun. Right. Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me.
Wollen Sie bitte mir sagen.
Mir sagen. Wollen Sie mir sagen. So that's very important. And he doesn't want to do it.
Er will nicht es tun.
Right. Er will nicht es tun. Er will es nicht tun. So here, that is the will, the want handle. Now I'm going to give you the past of the of want. The past of wollen. You stick in a T and you have wollten, would be wanted, wanted. So I wanted would be ich.
Ich wollte.
Ich wollte. He wanted.
Er wollte.
Er wollte. So he wanted to buy it because he wanted to have it.
Er wollte es kaufen.
Because he wanted to have it.
Denn.
He wanted to have it.
Er wollte es haben.
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 Right. Er wollte es kaufen, denn er wollte es haben. Or because er, he wanted to have it.
Because er es haben wollte.
Right. Right. Weil er es haben wollte. I didn't want us to stay here.
Ich wollte nicht.
To stay here.
Dort bleiben.
That would be there, to stay there. To stay here.
Hier bleiben.
Right. Ich wollte nicht hier bleiben. Another handle, which is shall and should, which is sollen, sollen. So we have wollen for want and sollen for shall and should. So we shall or we should stay here would be wir.
Wir sollen hier bleiben.
Wir sollen hier bleiben. You should tell me.
Sie wollen.
No, that is you want.
Sie sollen.
Right.
Mir sagen.
Right. Sie sollen mir sagen. It should be ready.
Es solle.
Es soll.
Es soll fertig sein.
Right. Es soll fertig sein.
Fertig sein.
So es soll means it shall, it should, also it is supposed to. It has different meanings in German. And sollten or sollte in German can mean should, also should. It can also be the past tense, in which case it will mean was supposed to. Er sollte auf mich warten. Can mean he should wait for me now. Er sollte jetzt auf mich warten. But it could also mean he was supposed to wait for me. Er sollte auf mich warten, aber er konnte nicht warten. He could not wait, konnte. Er sollte auf mich jetzt warten, aber er könnte nicht. That would be, he wouldn't be able to. Then we have another handle, which is dürfen. Dürfen doesn't fit too much into the English language, but very much in German. Dürfen for wir dürfen and sie dürfen and ich darf. Er darf. Man darf. Man darf nicht. One is not allowed to. Man darf nicht would be one is not allowed to. Eingang verboten. Eingang. Gang means going. Eingang means entrance. The ingoing.
Yes.
Verboten. Again, forbidden. It's still a strong word in German. But you can say, darf ich es sehen? That would be, may I? Is it allowed to? May I see it? Darf ich es sehen? Darf ich es anprobieren? Would be to try it on. Probieren and anprobieren is to try on something, yes, in the store. Darf ich es anprobieren? May I? Is it allowed to? Is it all right? Darf ich? Of course, you can also say, kann ich? Can I? But darf ich? May I? One expression that is used very much, that is, I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like staying here. I don't feel like going there. I don't feel like buying it. I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like would be, ich habe keine Lust. Lust is spelled L-U-S-T. It sounds like lust. So I have no lust, but it does not have the implication of lust. Though it is spelled like lust. Ich habe keine Lust means I don't have a desire, meaning, but used very much in the sense of, in as you would say in English, I don't feel like. That's exactly what it expresses. Ich habe keine Lust. You can just say, ich habe keine Lust, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. Ich habe keine Lust. Or, I don't feel like doing it. Now, Lust is a noun. How would you say, I don't feel like doing it? Ich habe keine Lust to do it.
Zu tun.
Right. Ich habe keine Lust, es zu tun. Ich habe keine Lust. You can also use zu after certain verbs if they're followed by another verb. For instance, if you want to say, I am very pleased to do it. I gave you earlier, I am very pleased, can be either, ich freue mich, I give myself the joy,
Freude.
Ich freue mich, or es freut mich, it pleases me, it gives me the joy, es freut mich. So, es freut mich, I am pleased, it pleases me to do it would be, es freut mich.
Es freut mich, tun.
Es
tun.
Es, after.
Es zu tun.
Es zu tun, yes. Es freut mich, es zu tun. I please myself, I give myself the pleasure of seeing you would be,
ich freue mich.
Sie
zu sehen?
Right, of course. Okay. Ich freue mich, Sie zu sehen. Ich freue mich sehr, Sie zu sehen. I'm very pleased to see you. Or es freut mich sehr. You will hear that a lot and you will use it. Es freut mich sehr, Sie zu sehen. It gives me pleasure, very much pleasure. Es freut mich sehr. Sie zu sehen would be, I'm very pleased to see you. You also can say, it will give me very much pleasure to see you. How would you say that? It will
Es wird.
Right. Es
Es
wird
mich
sehr
sehr Freude.
No, sehr. The verb is
sehr freuden.
What are the D?
Freuen.
Right. Es wird mich sehr freuen.
Sehr freuen.
Es wird mich sehr freuen.
Es wird mich sehr freuen.
Right. Es wird mich sehr freuen, to see you.
Sie zu sagen, sehen.
Okay, make up your mind.
Sehen.
So once more. It will please me, it will give me the joy to see you.
Es wird.
Good.
It will.
Please me.
Mich freuen.
Right. Es wird mich freuen, to see you.
Sie zu sehen.
Right. Es wird mich freuen, Sie zu sehen. Es wird mich sehr freuen, Sie zu sehen. That's used a lot. It would correspond to the English. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to seeing you in German. Es wird mich freuen. Es wird mich sehr freuen, Sie zu sehen. If you want, you can also say, it would please me to see you. How would you say that? I would be very pleased. It would please me very much to see you. It would, es.
Es wird?
No, es wird is it will. It would. Es
wollte.
Again, let's go to will. What is will?
Wollte.
For we will and you will is
wollen.
No.
No.
Wollen is want.
Want.
But will is not want, but
werden.
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 Werden. Werden. And for I will, ich
werde.
Ich werde. And he will.
Er wird.
Er wird. She will.
Sei wird.
Sie
wird.
Sie wird. It will.
Es wird.
Es wird. So werden, werde, wird is will. Or going to. For would. Instead of werden, make it würden. So change the E of werden to a U umlaut. And you have would. You are right in the woods. Würden. Very easy. Whenever you want to use would, würden and würde. I would, ich würde. He, she, it would, er or sie or es würde. So, I would do it would be ich.
Ich würde.
Ich würde
es tun.
Right, ich würde es tun. He wouldn't do it.
Er würde es nicht tun.
Right, er würde es nicht tun. Because it would not be possible to do it. But then first, then?
Then?
It would not be possible to do it.
Es würde.
Right? Not be.
Nicht möglich.
Möglich.
Sein.
Right. So again, it wouldn't be possible to do it would be. Es
würde nicht möglich sein.
Right, es würde nicht möglich sein. Now you continue to do it.
Es zu tun.
Right, es zu tun, es because zu tun. It follows now the adjective. Yes, möglich.
Möglich, yes.
To do it, es zu tun. How would you say it was not possible to do it?
Es war nicht möglich, es zu tun.
Right. Es war nicht möglich, es zu tun. Was, es war. If you don't like to use would be, würde sein, I can give you a replacement for it. Only if you want to. Instead of würde sein, you can use was, was an umlaut, and make it wäre. Instead of war, instead of waren, you make it wären. W-A umlaut, R-E-N. Wären and wäre would mean would be. But if I were, that if I were connects with the German ich wäre. And wäre commonly is used also for just would be. Instead of würde sein, wäre. So even if you don't use it, it's important to understand if somebody says, es wäre so nicht möglich. Es wäre. It doesn't mean it were not. Es war nicht möglich. Es wäre nicht möglich. It wouldn't be possible like that. Es wäre nicht möglich. One more handle, which is used and very useful, is the handle lassen. 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 L-A-S-S-E-N. Lassen is comes from the French laisser, like in laissez-faire, to let do. Lassen. Lassen Sie mich arbeiten would be let me work. Let me. Lassen can also be used and very as a very important handle, and that is whenever you want to have something done or to get something done, you lassen, you let somebody do it. For instance, to repair would be reparieren. It's another word that comes from French, reparieren, to repair. So I'm going to repair it, I'm going to fix it, would be.
Ich repaire.
I'm going to.
Ich werde.
Right.
Es. Reparieren.
Reparieren. So that would be I'm going or I will repair it. Yes. But I will get it repaired. I will have it repaired. I will get it fixed. You will let somebody do it. You will let somebody repair it. Ich werde es reparieren lassen. You just add the lassen. Ich werde es reparieren lassen. I will get it fixed. How would you say, I have to get it fixed? I have to.
Ich muss
es
reparieren.
Reparieren.
Reparieren. Lassen. Lassen.
Right. Lassen. Muss is a handle. Right. Yes, you have now two infinitives. Ich muss es reparieren lassen. Mm-hmm. To wash is waschen.
Waschen.
Waschen. I will get it washed.
Ich werde es waschen. Lassen.
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 Ich werde es waschen lassen. The word for clean is rein. Spelled R-E-I-N. Yes. Like a clean Rhine. The Rhine River is not very clean. Yes. But, yes. Of course, the Rhine River is spelled with R-H-E-I-N. Yes. But Rhine, R-E-I-N, means clean. Es ist rein. Another word for clean is sauber. S-A-U-B-E-R, sauber. Es ist sehr sauber. Es ist sehr rein. And to clean is reinigen. Reinigen. So, will you clean it would be... Start with will you.
Wollen Sie bitte es reinigen?
Right. Wollen Sie es bitte reinigen? Right. Mm-hmm. Will you have it cleaned or will you get it cleaned?
Wollen Sie es reinigen lassen bitte? Lassen bitte.
Right. Wollen Sie es reinigen lassen bitte? So, I have to get it cleaned would be
ich muss es reinigen.
That is, I must or I have to clean it. How would you say I have to get it cleaned?
Ich muss es reinigen lassen.
Right. Ich muss es reinigen lassen.